Mesechtas Baba Kama, Dafcha, 5 lines to the bottom of Daf Yutes and Beis. And yesterday we started talking about the din of Shein, and the Mishnah stated the king said Hashem Wedes, and the Mishnah stated Lechol Sereila, and the Behem Wedes Lechol Piers for Yerakos. Based on Brisa, we saw that even if an animal will eat something that's not the standard for that animal to eat it, but it's a standard for him to eat it when he's very hungry. So Shmei Achila, and as Rashi says, Vafil Shle Adetak, and even if this animal now eats it at a time that's not hungry, it is still considered normal for the animal to eat this, and therefore, it's not considered a dove mishunah, and it's not considered a tall dove karen, and the owner of the animal would be chayiv based on the hezek of shein. And as we know, an owner is only chayiv for the hezek of shein in the rishus hanizik and not in rishus rabim, as the pasuk says, ubiya b'steyacher. And our gemara begins, ha'u chamer, there was a donkey, the ochel na'amah, that ate bread, upalsi l'sala, and it also swallowed the basket that the bread was in. So chayiv Rabbi Yehuda l'shalom nezek sholem na'amah, Rabbi Yehuda was b'chayiv the owner to pay nezek sholem for the bread as he ate it in the rishus of the nizik. However, on the basket, he was only mechayiv him to pay chatzin nezek, as it's unusual for an animal to eat a basket, and is therefore a told of Karen, and you only chayiv chatzin nezek if the animal was a tam. And the Gemara is, v'amai, and why would you chayiv on the basket chatzin nezek, kivin urchel mechel hamo, as since it's usual for the donkey to eat bread, urchinami l'flusi sala, so therefore it'd be normal for it to eat the basket at the same time. And the Gemara answers, the hachavah the palace, that the case was where the animal ate the bread first, and only after he finished the bread did he eat the basket, and therefore it was unusual, and it's considered told of Karen, and you pay chatzin nezek. And the Gemara continues and asks that Rabbi Yehuda was mechayiv him to pay nezek sholim on the bread, and therefore it's mashma that it's normal for a donkey to eat bread, and at least al yedei atchak, and therefore it's shmei achila, and you chayiv nezek sholim. And the Gemara asks, Raminu, I'll bring you a question from a brisa, as the brisa states, ochel pas ubasu v'tafshil mishalim chatzin nezek. That if an animal eats bread or meat or a cooked food, then that's not considered even achila shal yedei atchak, and therefore you'd only pay chatzin nezek as it's considered a toldo of Karen. And my lab a behema, and l'chiri, this Bryce is talking about a case where a behema ate these items, and therefore l'chiri we see that if a chamor eats bread, then that's considered something which is mishuna, and you should pay chatzin nezek. And the Gemara answers, loy b'chaya, this Bryce is dafka talking about a wild undomesticated animal, and it's not normal for a chaya to eat pas or basa or tafshol. And the Gemara is, that's certainly b'digei chaya. It's normal for a chaya to eat basa, and therefore why would you pay chatzin nezek? Certainly you should pay nezek shalim. And the Gemara answers, the matvi, we're talking about a case where the basa was roasted, and therefore even a chaya that's a carnivore would actually not eat this basa, and therefore it's mishuna, and he only pays chatzin nezek. And l'fizeh, the brisa actually makes a lot of sense, that the brisa is talking about 3 different methods as how to cook something. Pas is talking about baking, basa is talking about roasting, and tafshil is a cooked item. And the Gemara continues and brings another terror. That we're talking about a case that this particular chaya was not a carnivore and did not eat basar, and we're talking about an animal like a deer, which is an herbivore, and therefore it's unusual for it to eat basar, and that's why a chaya of chatzin nezek. However, b'negeya our case of a chamar, then certainly it's normal for it to eat bread, at least al yedei atchak, and therefore you're going to be chaya of nezek sholem. And the Gemara continues, v'yaseima, or I could tell you a third teretz, lo ilam b'behima. Really, this price is talking about a case of a behima, and even though Rabbi Yehuda just paskin that b'negeya chamar that ate bread that you pay nezek shalim, the brisa still says that you pay chatzin nezek, and the reason is ubatura. It's talking about a case where this bread was on a table, and Rashi says shal shulchan ochlu she'in darko b'kach, and the animal actually climbed up onto the table, and that is not normal, and therefore you're only going to be chayv chatzin nezek in this scenario. However, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we were talking about a scenario where the chamor ate bread from the ground, and that is normal, and therefore you're going to be chayv nezek shalim. And some explain Rashi as we did shal shulchan ochlu, that the animal actually climbed up onto the table, and others explain that Rashi just means that he ate from the table, but he didn't actually climb up onto the table, and that is also not normal, and it's unusual, and therefore the owner would only pay chatzin nezek. And Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be bothered that l'chaira it's not unusual for an animal to eat from a table or to even climb up on a table, and therefore what's pshat in our Gemara? And Rabbeinu Chananel is gerish pirish petuta, that's referring to petuta p'techamarek, that was dry bread that was soaked in a soup, and it was some sort of a crouton, and that is not normal for an animal to eat, and that's why you pay chatzin nezek. Before we continue, let's point out a general point that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda was mechayiv the person to pay nezek shalim for the bread and chatzin nezek for the basket. And the question is that, of course, Rabbi Yehuda was in bubble, and Rabbi Yehuda did not have smicha, and we know that ain't done in dinin kasev bubble, and we know that chatzin nezek is a knas. And how could it be that he was mechayiv in chatzin nezek? And Rashi says uchagoyin the toughest nezek. We're talking about a case when nezek was toughest, the money that he was owed. And that case, Rabbi Yehuda said he could keep chatzin nezek. And we continue in daf chafal nala. of Hahu Bacha, the Chazal Lifta Apumin Dana, there was a goat that saw a turnip on top of a barrel, Sarach Solik, Achal Lifta, and it climbed up on top of the barrel and it ate the turnip. And while doing so, Vitavil Dana, he broke the barrel. So Chayv Rava Lifta, Vadana Nezik Shalim, that Rava was Machayev, the owner, to pay both for the turnip and for the barrel, Nezik Shalim, and he considered it normal. And the Gemara asks, my time, what is the reason? Kivin the Urchal Mechal Lifta, and since it's normal for the animal to eat a turnip, therefore it's Orchinami Lisuch Lemsalik, it's also normal for the animal to try to get the turnip and to jump up onto the barrel, and therefore you're going to be chayev nezek shalim both for the turnip, and you're going to be chayev based on shein, and for the barrel you'd be chayev based on regal. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ilfa, who was a friend of Rabbi Yechron, states behem of Rishus Rabim upashta savar va'achlam al gabi chavrasa chayev. And if Reuven's behem is in Rishus Rabim, and the animal of Shimon is walking right next to the animal of Reuven, and Reuven's animal sticks out its neck and eats from Shimon's behemah, so Reuven would be chayev. And although we know that a person is not chayev for shein in Rishus Rabim, however, since he ate from the back of the behemah of Shimon, therefore it's considered like the Rishus HaNizik, and that's why Reuven is chayev. And my time, Gabi Chavrasa, Kechatsa Nizik Dami, the back of the animal of your friend is considered like the Rishus of the Nizik, and therefore you're chayev. And the Gemara continues, Leim Mase'ele, let us bring a raya to this din of Ilfa from the following. If Reuven is carrying a basket and it's flung over his shoulder and it's in back of him, and then the animal of Shimon comes and sticks out its neck and eats from the basket, then Shimon would be chayev. And even though Reuven is in Rishus Rabim, but Lemaisa, since the animal ate off of Reuven's back, it's considered like Rishus HaNizik, and therefore Shimon would be chayev. And the Gemara answers, Kid Am Rav Bekafetzes, Hachinayim Bekafetzes, you can't bring Raya from the Braisa. And just like we find when again another Braisa, the Rav explained that's talking about a case where the animal was jumping onto the back of the other animal. And this Braisa as well, we're talking about a case where this animal actually jumped up onto the back of Reuven and ate from the basket. And Rashi says that in this case, it's actually not going to be Chayim Nezik Shalim, as this is not a case of Shein. And when the Braisa stated, it's a Kupasal Muf Shalos Lachurav, Upashta Tzavar Va'achlu Rimena Da'ichayeves, you're only Chayev Chatzi Nezik. And as Rashi says, Shein Daka B'kach V'tol the Karenu. And when the Braisa said Chayeves, Chatzi Nezik, it's referring to Chatzi Nezik. And with Fizet, there's no riot if this din that Ilfa stated that if there's a Behem B'shus Rabim, Upashta Tzavar Va'achlu Al Gabi Chavrasa, that you're going to be Chayev, as quite possibly that's still considered Rishus Rabim, and therefore you'd be Potter. And the Gemara continues, V'hecha Itmer Ad Rava, where do we see this din of Rava, where Rava said, B'kafetzes, Ahodam Rabbi Isha, that he said on the memory of Isha, the Behem B'shus Rabim, Halchava Achla Petura, that there's a Behem that's in Rishus Rabim, and it's walking and eating, then you're going to be Potter, because as we stated, that Shen B'shus Rabim is Potter, Amda V'achla, however, the Behem is standing still in Rishus Rabim, and the Behem is eating, then going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Halcha the Ochiul, Amda Nami Ochiul, that Lachira, how can we say that by standing in Rishus Rabim, you're going to be Chayiv? If the pasuk says would be able to stay achar, and both the case where the behemah is walking and eating, that's case where it's normal to do so, and when it stands in Rishus Rabim, certainly it's normal for behemah to stop in Rishus Rabim at some points and eat, and therefore you should not be chayiv in Rishus Rabim. And Amar Rava b'kafetzes, it's in that case that Rava said that talking about a case of kafetzes, and when Rabbi Isha stated behemah Rishus Rabim that halchav achlu is p'tura, but on the malachlu is chayavis, is talking about a case where it was actually not standing, but it was kafetzes, and it's actually mishunah, and therefore it's a told of Karen, and you're going to be chayev chatzi nezek. And we learned our Gemara, like Rashi states, that it's a told of Karen, and therefore you're going to be chayev chatzi nezek. However, others explain what the Gemara means when it says that we're talking about a case of kefetzes, that since the animal is kefetzes, and therefore it's on the actual back of the animal or on the person itself, therefore it's certainly it's considered Rishus HaNizik, and certainly one is chayev for the hezek of his animal through Shein in Rishus HaNizik. However, in the case of Ilfa, where the animal is standing in Rishus Rabim and just stuck out his neck and ate from his friend, in that case, it's not considered Rishus HaNizik, and it's still considered the animal damage in Rishus Rabim, and therefore you'll be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Bar Rabziri, Rabziri asked the following Shaila, Misgalgal Mao, what is it din b'nei gay an animal that pushes food from one Rishus to another Rishus? And the Gemara will explain, Heichi Dami, what are we referring to? Kagoyin de Kaima Omer Rishus Yachid, we're talking about a case where there was a bundle of straw in the Rishus Yachid and the Rishus HaNizik, and therefore the animal would have eaten that bundle in the Rishus HaNizik, certainly you'd be Chayiv for Shein, and instead the animal pushed this bundle from the Rishus HaNizik into Rishus Rabim, and at that point he ate the bundle of straw. And the Gemara's question is, "My, what is the din?" And as Rashi explains, "Basa achila zlina p'tura." Do you go based on the place where the animal ate the bundle of straw, and therefore you're pata because Shein is pata Rishus Rabim, or basa the shakal is lina, or do you look at where the animal took the food from the chayeves, and since he took it from Rishus HaNizik, therefore you'd be chayev? And Rashi says, "V'hu adinami." And really, the question would be the opposite way as well: ibehim b'shus HaNizik. nizik for am b'shus rabim v'gulagasim rishus rabim rishus yachid. If the animal took an item from rishus rabim and moved it to rishus yachid, as ibas achil lazlin on chayeves, if you go based on where the animal ate the product, then certainly rechayev because it's the rishus nizik. If you busted the shakal lazlin on, and if you go based on where the animal took the food from, then p'tura, then you will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your raya, Tani Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya brought a brisa, Masri miktsasa b'fnim and miktsasa b'chutz. And the hamina of the Gemara is that we're talking about a sack of barley, and each of the kernels of barley is very small, and part of the sack was inside in the Rishus HaNizik, and part of the sack was outside in the Rishus Rabin. And the brisa teaches us, Achol b'fnim chayaves and Achol b'chutz p'tura. And the Gemara states, My lab, miskagul asi, l'chari, we're talking about a case where in both the Risha and the Sefer, the animal drag this bag or the sack of barley into the same Rishus that he was standing, and therefore the brisa taught us that if the animal was standing inside and now the bag or the sack of barley is also inside, then your owner is going to be chayev because l'maisa he performed the hezek of shein in rishus and nizik. However, achol b'chutz p'tura, if the animal is standing rishus rabim and he dragged the bag into rishus rabim, so then he's going to be pata because he performed the hezek of shein in rishus rabim, and of course shein rishus rabim is pata. And l'chur, you have a raya from here to the tzad of Reb Zera that bas achila is linon, that we go based on where the animal is and where the product is at the time that he ate it. And the Gemara now states two terutzim. Number one, loy ema ochla amashe b'fnim chayavis amashe b'chutz p'tura. Now we're not talking about a scenario where the animal actually dragged the bag or the sack of barley into the shus that the animal was eating in. And as Rashi says, it's actually irrelevant as to where the animal is standing, and it doesn't make a difference if the animal is standing in the shus hanizik or in the shus harabim, and we actually just look at where the actual food was at the time that he got the food. And if the food was in the shus harabim and he dragged it into the shus yachid, you would still be potter because the food started in the shus harabim, and if the food was in the shus yachid, even if the animal dragged it into the shus harabim, the owner would be chayev because the food originated in the rishus hanizik. And we can actually explain this brisa like the other tzad of Reb Zera that busted the shakal as linon, and we define the hezek of shein based on where the food product was. And the Gemara continues, but you say more, I could tell you another teretz ki kam Reb Chiya b'psil das pasta, that this brisa Reb Chiya brought is not discussing a sack of barley, but instead we're talking about a bundle of long as pasta. And as Rashi says, that even though we said that the animal is b'chutz, then you're going to be pata, and if it's b'fnim you're going to be chayev v'loy tifsha the gulgul milsu, and you can't be pashut that if the animal drags it into a specific rishus, then you look at where it dragged it to, and you look at the shas achila, the chiyam achila b'psil das pasta masu shel shachas sha'ala v'ruchen, that its leaves are very long v'roish ech b'fnim v'roish ech b'chutz, and each stalk was both in rishus rabim and rishus yochid. The kibin the hayreisha ki garlei ozl idach basrei k'manach manach kula b'chaduch the dummy, and therefore if the animal, for example, is in rishus yochid and it starts eating from that spasta that's already in rishus yochid, so even though some part of that spasta was at that time in rishus rabim, the owner of the animal will still be chayev because he ate the actual spasta in the rishus yochid, and since part of the spasta was in rishus yochid, therefore we look at it as if the entire spasta was in rishus yochid, and that's why you can be chayev. And hilkach is lina basa behema, and therefore in this case we look at the behema and where the behema is located, and therefore in the opposite case, if the behema was in rishus rabim, part of the spasta was in rishus rabim and part of rishus yochid, but the maisa, since the behema is in rishus rabim, therefore you can be potter. And Rashi explains ki kamim baylon, and Reb Zeira shaylu was kagoyin sa'irin de kula garin koy b'fnim oy b'chutz. For example, in the case of barley, where each of its seeds were actually either b'fnim or b'chutz, v'chachal hay loy ozal hay basrei, and therefore when you eat each individual seed, it doesn't pull the other seed towards it, it loy megagalei, unless it actually pulls it into its rishus. And that scenario, Reb Zeira still has a shayla, ibasa achila as linon, or ibasa de shakalei as linon. And once again, we learned our Gemara like the pshat of Rashi. However, ayin in the top tesis miskagal ma'u, where tesis asks two questions, and the second question is, void the lashon miskagel loy mashmachi, the lashon miskagel is not mashma like Rashi explained, and v'nirulri, and therefore Tais explains could go into kaiyam peirus b'shus anizik, that the case was where the peirus were in the shus anizik umgalgli ba'asal shus rabim, and it was by itself rolling towards shus rabim, and then the behema went and stopped it from rolling and ate it. The lav shabehema makvasim bepia, if not for the fact that the animal came and swallowed and ate it v'achlosin sham hayisayf lanich b'shus rabim, it would have eventually gone into shus rabim and become a boyle. And Reb Zeira Shaili was, do we say that it's as if this item fell in Shus Rabim already and therefore the owner would be pata, or do we say that lemaisa the animal ate in Shus HaNizik and therefore the owner of the animal would be chayiv? And Ayin Sham, how he learns our Gemara in detail. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah. Our Mishnah stated, Kitza Hashem wedes lechas harayla, and Abhim wedes lechal peyas virakais. And then we said a second in, Ach ksus or kelim shalom chetzi nezek, that if the animal ate ksus or kelim, then you're going to be chayiv chetzi nezek. And the reason is that since it's unusual for an animal to eat ksus or kelim, therefore it's a told of Karen, and a Tom would pay chetzin ezek. And the Mishnah then continued, but Medrash Amru B'shusha Nizik Al B'shusha Rabban Pata, that the only time we said this din is only if it occurred in B'shusha Nizik, but in B'shusha Rabban would be Pata. And when we learned our Mishnah, we explained it based on Rashi, who went according to one sad and one man d'amah in our Gemara. And when the Mishnah stated be Medrash Amru B'shusha Nizik Al B'shusha Rabban is Pata, that is going back both on a case where the animal ate Perisin Ruckus or in a case where the animal ate Ksusin Kalim. And even though it's a total Karen, and generally Karen is Chayiv B'shusha Rabban, in this case you're going to be Pata. And the way we just explained the Mishnah will be the Shita of Rav as well as the Shita of Reish Lakish that we will see in a moment. And Shmuel and Rabbi Chaim will actually argue, and they will say that the words B'med V'murim is only going back on the case where the animal ate Perisin Ruckus, but certainly where the animal ate Ksusu Kalim, you would be Chayiv as Lemaisa is the Tal of Karen, and Karen is Chayiv in Rishis Rabbim. And our Gemara begins, Ahai, when the Mishnah stated B'med V'murim, what is it going back on? Rav Akulu. Rav says it's going back on everything that the Mishnah stated, both on Perisin Ruckus and even when the animal ate Ksusu Kalim and is Chayiv Chatzinezek, you would also not be chayiv b'shus rabim. And my time, what is the pshan rav? If l'chayra, with the din that told of Karen is chayiv b'shus rabim, and the answer is kol mishana uba achav v'shina by pata. As rav holds that if anyone does something which is dvav mishuna, and for example in this case the nizik placed his ksusin kelim in b'shus rabim, and it's not normal for a person to do so, and then if someone comes as mazik that item, then in that case you will be pata. And l'fiz there are actually two reasons why you pata on a mishna. As in the case of Shane, with a mazik damage perisin ruckus in b'shus rabim, you pata because the pasuk says it will be a b'steacher, and the case where he damaged ksusin kelim is just rabim, you pata based on a different klal of kol mishana ba'ach v'shina ba'is pata u'shmul ama loyshanu al peiris v'rakis, that when our mishnah stated b'med v'murim, it's only going back on peiris v'rakis, and you pata because the pasuk says it will be a b'steacher. The owner of an animal is not chayev for shein in rishis rabim. However, al ksus v'kelim chayeves b'negei an animal that damages ksusin kelim in rishis rabim, since it is a told of karen, therefore you're going to be chayev chatzin nezek. And the gemara will now bring a similar machlik is between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, and the Gemara states Bechin Am Reish Lakish Akulu. Reish Lakish also stated like Rav that B'med V'murim is going back on both cases of the Mishnah. But as Reish Lakish Tamei and Reish Lakish is going Shitasai, that Reish Lakish they parse Bishus Rabim. If there are two animals in Rishus Rabim, one belongs to Reuven and one belongs to Shimon. Achas Revutza v'Achas Maleches. Reuven's animal is crouching and Shimon's animal is walking normally in Rishus Rabim. But Maleches Revutza Petura, and Shimon's animal that is walking kicks the Revutza and kicks Reuven's animal and damages Reuven's animal, the din is that Shimon will be Pata, and even though it's a told of Karen as it was Kavanas Lazik, but the Maisa is a cloud of Kol Mishano, but Acha Vashina Bar is Pata, just like Rav stated, and Reish Lakish tells us, Revutza B'malech is Chayeves. However, if the crouching animal damages the animal that's walking, then Reuven, who is the owner of the crouching animal, would be Chayev. Rabbi Yechon Amar, and Rabbi Yechon states, Lashano al Peiris V'Rakis, that the only time that we said this din in the Mishnah was only by Peiris V'Rakis that you're going to be Pata in Shus Rabim, have Ksus V'Kelim Chayeves, but if an animal damages Ksus and Kelim in Shus Rabim, then you would be chayiv, and the reason is because it's told of Karen, and there is no p'tur in Rishis Rabim, and this is exactly like the Shita of Shmuel. And the Gemara now asks, Lame Rabbi Yechon Lesli Reish Lakish, Afilu B'shtei Paris. Let us say that Rabbi Yechon is also arguing on the din of Reish Lakish in the case with the two Paris that went in Rishis Rabim, one was Revutza and one was Malachas. As L'chera, in this case, Rabbi Yechon should state that if you bought to Malachas Revutza, then you'd still be chayiv. And the Gemara responds, Loi Lo'il Isle, that really Rabbi Yechon could agree to the din of Reish Lakish, but the Gei Shtei Paris. And really, in that case, Rabbi Yechon would agree to Reish Lakish that this would be a case of Kol Mishano Ba Acha V'Shina Ba'i Pata, and therefore Shimon, who's the owner of the animal that's walking, will be Pata. And L'chayr, if it's true that Rabbi Yechon agrees to Reish Lakish and agrees to the Klal Kol Mishano Ba Acha V'Shina Ba'i Pata, so why would he learn that when our Mishnah stated B'med V'Murim, it's only going back on Peiris V'Rakis and not Ksus and Kelim? As L'chayr, we should say that even B'degei Ksus and Kelim, you should be Pata, because we should say the Klal Kol Mishano Ba Acha V'Shina Ba'i Pata. And the Gemara answers that there's a chiluk between the two cases, as Ksus Avdi Inshi the Manchi Glimi Mitvchi, that it makes sense that a person while he's walking in Shus Rabim, sometimes he'll get tired and he'll place his cloak down onto the ground and he'll take a rest. Therefore, it's not considered that Nizik did anything which was a shinui, and we don't have the klal kol mishana b'ach v'shina by pata. And that's why Rabbi Yechon would hold that in our Mishnah, if someone damaged a ksus and kelim that are lying in Rishis Rabim, then you would be chayiv because l'maisa it's a toldo karen and you're chayiv al behima lab ocha. But it's not normal for an animal to crouch in Rishis Rabim, and since it's not normal, therefore we have the klal kol mishana b'ach v'shina by pata. Keep in mind that we can't say that Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechon in our Mishnah, as the Gemara brought v'chein Amar Reish Lakish akulu, that Reish Lakish actually said it mefurish regarding our Mishnah that the B'med V'Murim even goes on Ksus and Kalim. And if we see that Reish Lakish holds of this idea even in our Mishnah, and he holds that the case of Ksus and Kalim is also a case of Kol Mishano Ba'ach B'Shinabai, and therefore Yepata in Rishis Rabim. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah that although he said that B'degei told of Shein you don't pay for eating in Rishis Rabim, however Nenes Mishalemes Mashenenes, certainly since the animal did have anah, therefore therefore the owner of the animal would have to pay mashinenes, even though it ate in Rishus Rabbim. And the Gemara continues, v'kama, and how do we define mishalemes mashinenes? And Rabba Amad Mei Omer, Rashi explains, shim ochlus sa'irin k'dei sviyasa, if the animal ate barley that was enough to satiate it, in mishalmo el dam shayit tzarech litin b'kashim v'tevin la'achila, so then the owner would only have to pay the value of straw, as the maisa he could claim that I would have found it straw, damalei ef shalachila sa'irin el kashim v'tevin, the maisa he states that this feeding I would have given it barley and I wouldn't have given it straw. And Rav Amad Mei Sa'irin b'zoil, as Rashi explains, k'fishayit tzarech likach sa'irin l'machala im hayreitza la'achila sa'irin, that since the animal ate sa'irin and it's normal for an animal to eat barley, therefore the owner can't tine it, I would have given it straw, and you have to look at it as if the owner would have given it barley for this feeding. However, you don't have to pay it for the full value of barley, and the mazik would only be responsible to pay the wholesale value of barley, and as Rashi says, that would generally be 2/3 of the standard value. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasa de Rabba, and Tanya Kavasa de Rabba will bring a brisa like Rabba, and will also bring a brisa like Rabba. Tanya Kavasa de Rabba, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Yemer, Rav Shimon bar Yochai states Mefurish, Eim Shalemes, El Dmei Omer Bavad, that all you will pay is the value of straw and not the value of barley. And Tanya Kavasa de Rabba, Im Nenes Mishalemes, Mashinenes, Ketzad, and we bring an example, Achol Kav Kabayim, if the animal ate a kav or two kav, in Oim Tishalem Dmeim, you don't say that you have to pay the full value of a kav or kabayim, and instead, Ela Oim Din Kam Adam Reitzel, Hachle Behemtei, Dover Roila, Afal Pishayin Ruggle, we look at a regular person and we say that even though this person generally feeds his animal straw, but if someone would offer him to feed his animal a better quality and give it sa'irin, and certainly an owner would feed its animal sa'irin if he was able to buy it wholesale and buy it for 2/3 of its standard value, and therefore you'd have to pay the price of sa'irin but a cheaper discounted price. And Ayin and Rashi do a maskal afal pishayin ruggle achila sa'irin ela omer mishal loy dmei sa'irin kafi masha adam achar ruggle idle behemtai, and the rishash is gurus v'loy kavli kabayim, and even in regard to the amount that he ate, you wouldn't give it the amount that it actually ate, as potentially that's more than the balabayas would have fed its animal, and the mazik is also only chayiv based on the standard amount that he would have fed his animal. And the Gemara continues, lefikach achol chitin oy kol davar rela p'tura, and as Rashi says, kivin im sharina b'davar rela, that since we estimate and evaluate based on something that's roy to the animal and what it gets hana from, so therefore if the animal ate wheat or anything else which is bad for it, delay nenes, and didn't receive any anar, p'tura b'shus rabim, then you'll be patur b'shus rabim, as these foods are still foods that the animal will eat alidei atchak, and therefore it's still considered shein and not considered a told of karen. And since the chiyuv for shein and rishus rabim is only based on hana, and in this case there's no hana for the owner, therefore the owner would be patur. However, certainly if this animal would have eaten chitin or davar ralai in rishus hanizik, then the owner would be chayiv, as the chiyuv for shein in rishus hanizik is not based on hana and it's based on actual hezek. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chisda Rami Bachomer, Rav Chisda said Rami Bachomer, Lo Yhavis Gabon Be'Oto Betchuma Di Boylon Milimalisa. And Rashi brings two explanations. Either Rav Chisda said to Rami Bachomer that you weren't in our tchum and you were far away, and therefore you weren't around when we asked the following shayla. Or Rashi explains Rav Chisda said to Rami Bachomer that you didn't come to the tchuma, referring to the Beis Medrash. And Rashi says Rishon Shemati. And the Aruch brings that the reason why Beis Medrash is called the tchum is because it's tchum shel Torah. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rami Bachomer said to Rav Chisda, My Milimalisa, what was the major shayla you had? Amalei, Rav Chisda explained, Hadar b'chotz chaver shloim midaita tzarch lelech slayschar ein tzarch. We had a shayla if Reuven owns a home and Shimon goes and lives in that home, or it lives in the chotzer and he uses it without the das of Reuven, would Shimon have to pay for the rental, or would he not be obligated to pay any rental? And the Gemara explains, Hechidami, in what case do we have the shayla? Ilem b'chotzav lekayim leigra v'gavad leavad lemega zelay nana v'zelay chasa. If it's a case where Reuven wouldn't have rented out his chotzer to anyone in any case, and Shimon is not someone that would have rented any chotzer, and as Rashi says, l'pish shimitzuyin lebatim hashel, because Shimon had other houses which he could have borrowed and he would have had to pay, or yesh lebayis achar, or he has another house, and Shimon wouldn't have rented out any house, but certainly there would be no shayla, and Shimon would not have to pay, as Reuven did not incur loss, and Shimon did not receive any gain. And if you could tell me that the chotzer was a chotzer that Reuven would have rented out, and Shimon would have rented and would have paid for this, certainly Shimon should have to pay, as in this case, Shimon had a benefit, and Reuven had a loss, as he would have rented out, if not for the fact that Shimon went and used the chotzer. And Taisa explains, the Kol Zman Shurein is there, Oimer Beisai, as certainly when people see that Shimon is living in his house, then people will not go and try to rent out his house. And therefore, the Gemara explains, that the Shaila was, that Reuven wasn't going to rent out his home, the Gavada of Lamega, but Shimon was a person that would have rented and would have paid for a rental. My, what are the two stadim? Do we say that Shimon says to Reuven, I didn't cause you any loss, as you weren't going to rent it in any case. Oidilma Matzi Omar, what do we say that Reuven could say to Shimon? And we continue on Daf Chaf and Beis, Hoyasanis, Lemaisu had a Noah, and as Rashi says, the Lav Chatzididi, Hava Oigachwini, if not for the fact you were able to live in my Chatzo, you would have had to rent another property, and therefore you should have to pay me. And I in top tases on Daf Chaf and Beis, where he is, that Lucheria, if there's a case of Zenen of Zelo Chasso, Lucheria is a din in Mesech Babasso of Kaifin Eselmidistim, and why is it that over here we don't say that certainly Reuven should not be able to get any rental and any payments from Shimon, since we would be kaifin al yisrael midistayim, ayin sham. And the Gemara continued and tells us that after Rav Chisda told Rami Bar Chama what the Shaila was, so Amalei, so Rami Bar Chama responded to Rav Chisda, Masisini, that I could bring a riot to the Shaila from our Mishnah. And the Gemara tells us Rav Chisda said to Rami Bar Chama, hi Masisin, which Mishnah could you bring a riot from? And Amalei, so Rami Bar Chama said to Rav Chisda, L'chi tishamishli, that only after you mishamish to me and you show me that you're a Talmud of mine, then I will respond and I will explain to you. Shakal Sudre, Karachle, so Rav Chisda took Rami Bar Chama's coat and he folded it. Amalei, so Rami Bar Chama responded that the Mishnah that I'm talking about is our Mishnah that stated in Nenes, Mishalemes, Mashanenes, and we see that we look at the Hanor that the Mazik received, and since Lemaisa he had Hanor, therefore he has to pay, and therefore in our case, even though it's Zenen of Zeloi Chasa, since Lemaisa Shimon had Hanor, therefore Shimon would have to pay. And the Gemara continues and we'll ask the obvious question, and Amrava, Rava stated, Kamali Choli Vloi Magish Gavri Demari Siyaya, the Afrika Vloi Domin Lemasitzin Kibbul Menei, and from this story we see that if someone's a Bar Mazel and he has Siyata Deshmaya, that he's secure and he won't get sick or have any worries or problems. And over here also, that even though Rami Bar Chama brought a riot from Chista from our Mishnah, and L'Chaira is not a very good raya, and even so, since Rami Bar Chama had Siyata Deshmaya, therefore Rav Chista didn't ask him any questions. Rav explained, because certainly Rav Chista should have asked Rami Bar Chama, that L'Chaira is no dimion between our Mishnah and the case that I just spoke about, because Hai Zenan Mzechasa, our Mishnah talked about a case where Reuven's animal had a gnaw and Shimon had a loss, and therefore certainly, although it happened in Rishis Rabim, and by shame you don't pay for hezek that occurs in Rishis Rabim, but L'Maisa you have to pay based on that gnaw, and since Shimon had a loss, therefore Reuven has to pay Mashinenis. However, in Rav Chista's case of the Chatzo, Vahai Zenan of Zelo Chasu, the case is where Shimon had a gnaw by living in this Chatzo because he would have paid rental. However, L'Maisa it didn't cause any loss to Reuven, and therefore potentially the din should be that you're potter. And the Gemara continues, Rami Bar Chama, and what's Pshat that Rami Bar Chama brought a raya from a Mishnah of L'Chaira ain't a need to dumb L'Raya? And L'Chaira, what's Pshat that Rav Chista didn't ask this question to Rami Bar Chama either? And the Gemara answers, Stam Peris, Bishus Rabim, Afkurim Afkalu, Rami Bar Chama hold that when there's a Nizik that has Peris in Rishus Rabim, then he's Mafka those Peris, and therefore Rami Bar Chama felt that it's a case of Zenan of Zelo Chasa, and it's exactly the same scenario as Rav Chista of the case of the person who was living in a Chasa, where it was also Zenan of Zelo Chasa, and we still see that in Mishalem is Mashinenis. And Rashi explains, Mafkaluhu, Veloi Chisamidi, and therefore the owner of the Peris did not lose anything, thus safe in the Ibud, as ultimately Shimon understood that his Peris would be ruined and would not be worth anything. And Ayin Tesis who bothered the Lachiria, since Shimon was Mafka the Peris, so Lachiria, you shouldn't be Chayiv at all, as they didn't belong to Shimon. Zok Tesis, Loi Lagamri, that certainly Shimon was not Mafka's Peris Lagamri, Dim Kain, Afil Mashinenis, Loi Mishalim, El Misyajish Mam, Shesova, Shiskalklu, Mafka Shirabim Darsalim, Achilay Voyo, El Ludmei Mashinenis, and therefore, at least up to the value of what an animal would have enough from eating these peers, even after they got dirty and were ruined, would still be a value that Shimon retained, and that's why Reuven is chayiv for that value. And L'Chaira, it's still tzarach bira, as even according to Tesis, there is some sort of a loss that occurs to Shimon, because if Reuven's animal wouldn't have eaten these peers, then L'Chaira, Shimon's animal could have eaten them, and certainly Shimon did incur the loss of that value with tzarach bira. The Gemara continues that now that L'maisa Rava stated that from our Mishnah, you can't bring riot to the Shaila of a case of Zenen of Zelo Chasa. So now the Gemara wants to know that Lemaisa was the din in the case of Rav Chista, and the Gemara brings a raya from Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra, as Tanam we learned in the Mishnah, Hamakav Chaver Mishal Shu Chayisa Vegodes Rishayna Vesashniya Vesashlishis Ein Mechayvin Eisei Harviyas Mechayvin Eisei. In order to understand the case of the Mishnah, let us see the picture that Rashi brings on the side of the Gemara. So Shimon owned parcel A, which was in between three parcels of Reuven, and Reuven owned the surrounding parcels on three sides of Shimon's field. And the way Rashi and our Gemara explains the scenario of the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra is that Reuven wanted to protect his fields, and therefore he made a gedder not only on the external part of his field, but also on the internal part of his field, which was the area which was right next to the field of Shimon. And at this point, there were three walls between the fields of Reuven and the field of Shimon. The Mishnah teaches us that in this case, Reuven can't go to Shimon and say that he wants him to chip in for those walls, because Zok Rashi, the Maya Hanil, Lemaisa, these walls did not actually serve Shimon any purpose, because Harei Sodeh Pusum Mitzad Revius, as since Shimon's field is in any case completely exposed from the fourth side, therefore these walls did not actually help Shimon, and since Shimon did not receive any anah, therefore Shimon doesn't have to pay. However, Madai from the Mishnah, that if Reuven goes and buys the fourth field, which is on the last side of Shimon's field, and now he puts up a fence between his field and the field of Shimon, and now Shimon's field is completely protected and no longer exposed to any outside influences, and no animals or people could come into his field, so Shimon would now have to go and pay and reimburse Reuven for 50% of the cost of all four walls. And the Gemara continues with the Traya, Shema Minah, Zenen of Zelay Chasa, Chayev, Delachir. In this case, Reuven was in any case building these walls, and Shimon had a Na, but Lemaisa, we should learn from here that if in the case of Zenen of Zelay Chasa, that Shimon is Chayev. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasan, the Amalei, Akramtli, Hakefi Seira, that Reuven says to Shimon, this is not a case of Zenen of Zelay Chasa, and the only reason why I had to build any of these walls is because of the fact that you had a sada between my fields, and if you wouldn't have had this field there, then I would only have to make the external fences, I wouldn't have to make my internal fences, and therefore you should be chayev because this is a case of zenen of zechosa. The Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring your raya from the end of that Mishnah, Mesech Bab Basra, as Omer Beisi, Rabbi Yisi stated, Im Om Nikot Vigoda Servius, Megagalom Sakol, that if Shimon goes and actually puts up a fence on its fourth side, then as Rashi says, Golia Daite, so now Shimon was Megal Das, the Nichle Bekefesh El Reuven, that he was happy with the walls that Reuven put up, and therefore Shimon would have to chip in with Reuven on the other three walls as well. And the Gemara of Zendayik, in the words of Rabbi Yisi, time to God the Nikov, this is only because the Nikov Shimon went and put up the fourth wall. Hamakif, if Reuven would go and put up that fourth wall, Potter, Shimon would be Potter, Shema Minah, Zenen of Zelichasa Potter, and even though in that case, at this point, Shimon is Nenah because he has four walls that are completely surrounding his field, and still he's going to be Potter, and therefore we should be able to ring right for the words of Rabbi Yisi, that the din is by Zenen of Zelichasa that you Potter. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, that you can't bring right for that case, the Amalei, Lididis Sag, Libintir Bazuza, as although possibly by the case of Zenen of Zelichasa, you would be Chayiv. However, Shimon says to Reuven that I would have been happy with a thorn fence that would have been able to protect between my field and the outside elements, and by the fact that you put up a better wall, should not be Mechayiv me to pay you. And therefore, really, Shimon is telling Reuven that this is not a case of Zenen of Zelichasa, as Lemaisa, I wasn't Nena the amount of money that you paid for these walls, and therefore I don't have to chip in for that value. And L'chir L'fizeh, Shimon should have to pay at least 50% of what it would cost him to put up a thorn fence. And I entice Dibel Maskel on the Nikov, that Taisa states, Beseid HaMishnah, Legasinim Behedya Nikov, that in the Mishnah itself, we don't have the Gesa of Nikov, El Lishnah Mepharish Hasim, the Kriya Nikov, Dayakacha, that over here we're going according to the Man Amen, Mesech Babasra, that explains that we're talking about a case where the Nikov went and put up a fourth wall. And also, I entice Dibel Maskel, time of the Nikov, Hamakiv Potter, and he brings down and therefore the Gemara's questions really both Lefira Besi and Lefira Banan. And then if you're going to say that in the case of Zenan of Zelechasa that Shimon should be Pata, even though Shimon got up and made the fourth wall, why would we be Mechayev Shimon to go and pay half of the value of the other three walls if Lechira on those three walls it was a case of Zenan of Zelechasa? And Taisa says, because Lemaisa, since Shimon went and put up the fourth wall, so it is a Gila Das that he's happy to even pay money to make a wall. And it's not similar to the case where a person lives in the chutz of his friend, as over there he only had a Gila Das that he would only want to live there for free, and he never showed that he would actually pay money for that. And also, although once again we explained our sugya like Rashi as to the scenario where you had the sod of Reuven that surrounded the field of Shimon, and the wall that we're referring to is not the exterior perimeter wall, but the interior perimeter wall that separates between the field of Reuven and the field of Shimon. However, Ayin Taisis, that he explains the Gemara that's referring to the exterior wall that's between the Sadis of Reuven and the outside world, and not between the Sadis of Reuven and the Sad of Shimon. And once again, Ayin Taisis, how he explains our sugya, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a raya from Mishnah Maseches Baba Metzia, Habayis Valdiyah Shel Shnayim Shenaflu. If there was a home that was owned by Shutfim, and Reuven owned the first floor, and Shimon owned the second floor, and the entire home falls down, if Shimon says to Reuven, I want you to build a home, and this way I could build the second floor on top of your first floor, and Reuven at that point doesn't want to build his first floor, the Mishnah teaches us, so Shimon could go and build the first floor, and he could live in that part of the home. Then when Reuven decides that he wants to move into the home, Reuven would have to pay Shimon back for all of his expenses, and at that point Shimon would have to move out of the first floor, and he would build the second floor, as Reuven owns the airspace of the first floor, and Shimon only owns the airspace of the second floor. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the case of Zenan of Zelichasa. As you see, it's Yosef Mechayev Le Balabayas, that the only thing that Reuven has to pay to Shimon is only Shimon's expenses, Haskari Loi. But the Maisa, Shimon is not responsible to pay any rental to Reuven. Reuven could not deduct any rental payments from the payment that he's going to make in order to reimburse Shimon for anything they paid to build the house. And therefore, the Gemara says, Shmami no, Lechari, we have a raya from here, Zenan of Zelichasa Potter. Then in this case, Shimon had a nar from the home, and the Maisa, there was no chesaron to Reuven, as Reuven did not pay for the first floor at that point, and therefore Shimon is pata, and we see Zenan of Zelichas is pata, and the Gemara answers Shani Hassan the base of Mishtabin. Although generally we may say that Zenan of Zelichas is chayiv, but over here, since the first floor and the airspace of the first floor is really meshubid to the second floor, and really Reuven has an obligation to make sure that there's a first floor there in order that Shimon could build his second floor, and as Rashi says, Shalabayis Lizbal Aliyah Hilka Chadin Mizel Ladaboy. Therefore, it's proper for Shimon to live there, and Shimon doesn't have to pay any rental payments. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya from the safe of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Tanakhami, he says, Avzeh, Dor B'chatz HaChavir, Shlomi Daiter, in Tzorach La'al Salishchar, that Shimon would have to pay for the rental payments. And as Tzitzis points out, that the only reason why the Rabbanan argued in Rabbi Yehuda is because there's a Sfar of Bayis El Aliyah Mishtabid, but otherwise they would agree that you would really have to pay for the rental payments. And Shema Mino, Zenanam Zalichas El Chayiv, and Lachay, we should be able to bring Raya that in the case of Zenanam Zalichas that you are Chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hassam, Mishim Shachrusu Da Shesa, that over there, the reason why Shimon has to pay Reuven is because Reuven has a taina to Shimon that Lamaisa, you did make me lose out, as once you lived there and you had your kerosene lamps, which caused a lot of black smoke in a home, that caused my walls to become black, and therefore I'm not moving into a brand new home. And certainly it's a case of Zenena Vezechasa, and therefore you have to pay rental payments. However, in the case of Rav Chista, over there was a standard case of Zenena Vezechasa, and maybe you'd be pata, and maybe that's why Rav Chista spoke about a case of a chata and not about a bias, because in a bias we would have the same svara of Shachrusa da Shaisa. And Ayin Rashi, Dima Maschel Shachrusa da Shaisa, Shemashchalai Xolim Hilkachasu, our bias Yashin Loi. But if this was an older house and its walls were already blackened, then potentially you'd be pata, as it's a case of Zenena Vezeloi Chasar. And the Gemara continues, Shachru Bi Rab Ami, that they sent this Shaila to Rab Ami, and Oman Rab Ami stated, Vichima Osloi Machasari Uma Zekai, that since it's a case of Zenena Vezeloi Chasar, therefore you'll be pata. And the Gemara continues, Rab Chiyuba Abba Oman Nisyashi Bedava, when they brought the Shaila from Chiyuba Abba, he said, I have to think about it, and I'll get back to you as to what I feel about a case of Zenena Vezeloi Chasar. And Hadda Shachru Kamed Rab Chiyuba Abba, and once again they sent the same Shaila to Rab Chiyuba Abba, Oman, he said to them, Kuli Hai Shachru Vazli, Ilu Ashki Bataima, Lo Shlach Lachu, that there's no need for you to ask me a second time, as if I would already have a pshat and already understand what the din would be, I would have sent you a teretz, and by the fact that I didn't send it to you, you shouldn't have asked me again. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned Rav Kana, Rav Becher, Rav Kana said, Rav Becher, in Tzarech Lal Tzarecha, in the case of Zenen of Zelichasa, you don't have to pay in your pata, Ravo, Rav Becher, in Tzarech Lal Tzarecha, however, Ravo said, Rav Becher, that one would have to pay for his rental, and Rav Papa, and Rav Papa states, Had Ravo, Lav Virish Itma, El Mechlal Itma, that even though we said Ravo said this over in Rav Becher, Ravo never heard this directly from Rav Becher, and he only brought this from a raya from something else Rav Becher spoke about. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah, not till ever the Kurish Hegdish, if the Gizbar took a stone or a beam of Hegdish, Harez Elay Mal, you're not going to be Mal, as Rashi says, Me'ikar Nam B'shus Havay, as since it's the Gizbar, therefore was originally considered as Rishus, Ki Hashta, V'loi Shinu, and it's not considered Shinu Rishus, and therefore it's not yet considered Me'ilah, as it was not Yotzim Rishus Hegdish. However, Nasl Chavir, if the Gizbar gives it to his friend, who Mal, then the Gizbar will be Mal, because he actually took it out of Rishus Hegdish, the Chavir Elay Mal, and his friend will not be Mal, as Rashi says, Kanya Chavir, the Gizbar Yeshle Rishus Litin, V'zeshay Tzil, L'chul and Mal. The Mishnah continues, Bonal Tech Besay, if the Gizbar builds this beam into his home, then the Gizbar will not be Mal, until such point that the Gizbar actually lives in this home and he gets value from this beam of a Shavaputa. Shmuel explained, that the case was they placed the beam or he placed the stone in an opening in the roof, and this way it actually closed up a skylight, for example, and this way water won't come into the home. And the Mishnah teaches us that once he has enough of a Shavaputa, then he'll be Chai from Ila. Rashi explains, and he was not kaveya in the binyan itself to have a shinoi, as at that point it was not a shinoi, as if it would be a shinoi and he built it mamish into the wall or into the home, then certainly he'd be chayiv right away. And therefore the gizbar will not be mal unless he lives underneath this aruba and he receives the value of a shavaputa. And the Gemara continues, and Ravo was sitting in front of Rebbechon, and he said over another member of Shmuel, and he said, from this mission we see that since in this case we see that it's considered that the Gizbel received value of a Pruta from Hegdish, even though L'chayr it's a case of Zenen of Zalei Chasa. So therefore we see Hador B'chatzah Haver Shleimi Daitai, that if Reuven lives in the Chatz of his friend and Shimon did not know about it and he did not lose any value as he wasn't going to rent the Chatz in any case, that Tzarech La'alot L'Scha, that even though it's a case of Zenen of Zalei Chasa, that we do obligate Reuven to pay, and that's why it's considered that the Gizbel received the value of the Shavu Pruta. After Ravo said this over to Rabbi Yechon, V'shasakle, Rabbi Yechon was quiet, and Iu Savor, and Ravo thought, Midashasak, by the fact Rabbi Yechon was quiet, Moidele, he was Moidele to this concept, and therefore Ravo stated near Rabbi Yechon that Tzarech La'alot L'Scha, in the case of Zenena V'Zelei Chasa, that the one that was Nena has to pay. The Gemara explains, V'loyi, that's not necessarily Raya from this memra, as the Shkuch Loyashkech pay, as the reason why Rabbi Yechon did not respond to Ravo is because he didn't feel a need to respond, as he wasn't Gerus this Sfara, and he didn't feel that Shmuel is correct. And the Gemara explains, Kid Rabba, because he felt it's Pashut, like Rabba states, the Amar Rabba, Hegdash Shloimi Das, even when someone uses something of Hegdash and Shloimi Das of Hegdash, and we continue on Daf Chaf Alvim Nalav, Kahed Midas Dami, that's considered as if he asked or had your permission, and therefore in this case, it's not a standard case of Zenan of Zalei Chasa, where Reuven went into the Chatzah of his friend Shimon, Shloimi Das of Shimon, and it's considered as if the Gizbel was using this item of Hegdash, Midas of Hegdash, and therefore he's Chayiv, and as Rashi says, Behegdash Lekalim, Shloimi Das, the Dash Chena Ika, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that goes on, and therefore it's considered Midas. And therefore, although in the case of the Gizbel, we say that Zenana Vizelei Chasa and Yechayiv, that's because it was done Midas Balabayas and Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, in a standard case of Zenana Vizelei Chasa, we don't have the Das of Hedit, so quite possibly, even though the person had Na, he would still be Potter, and therefore we don't have a Raya as to what Rabbi Yechon holds, but the Gated Din of Zenana Vizelei Chasa. It's possible Rav Kana was correct, that Rav Kana stated near Rabbi Yechon that in its Tzarech L'Halal L'Shloi Schar, I am Taisa at the top of Chof Alfam Nalav, where Taisa points out, Pirish HaKuntra, the Dash Chena Ika, the Kasha, the Shloim and Dite, the Lab Dafka, El Orch the Milsa Nokat, who had been Dite, the Lechayr, the Negated Din of Zen Nen of Zelei Chasa, it's irrelevant if they actually is Das of the Hedit, as there's still Shaila if you're going to be Chayiv in that case, even though the owner knows, and Lechayr, how could it make a difference that the Shechina knows that you're actually using this? El Nira, can Hedit Midasta, me claim the Dash Chena Ika, Shloi Hena Adam Blame Ila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually Makbid, that a person should not use anything of Hegdish, and therefore it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you use any item of Hegdish, even though it's a case of Zenan of Zalei Chasa, you're still going to be Chayiv, Ayin Shum, and also Ayin the Baram Taisis on the Chafam Beis, where Taisis says, Ashkuch L'Ashkuch Bei, Ushmuel Atzmei Hod Bei, Kedamin and Perak HaShoyal, that even Shmuel was Chayza from this Svara, and ultimately Shmuel holds that you can't bring a Raya from the case of the Gizbar, that Zenan of Zalei Chasa is Chayiv, and Shmuel also would pass in that Zenan of Zalei Chasa is going to be Potter, and we will stop over here.